Good morning, everyone. Let's give everyone a chance to join us. I will see if I can change my name. Because I am Coach Kathy, here to talk to all of our new members this morning, give a little bit of an orientation call. And we'll get started here in just a second. While people are coming in, y'all tell me. Are you a brand new person to NoBS? Are you an elder? Who have we got represented here today? I'm super interested to hear. Post it in the chat. Make sure, if you're talking in the chat, make sure you're talking to all panelists and attendees, okay? So that everyone can see you and hear you. All panelists and attendees. New members. Welcome, Heather, Christy, Carly, Tammy. Awesome. All right. Hi, Julie. Just started. Nicole's back. Awesome. All right. Rhonda, you're funny. So here's what we're going to do today. This call is perfect for anyone who is brand new, anyone who just wants to hear my voice, or really anyone who is looking for a boost or a restart or a little bit of focus, okay? I am going to go ahead and share my screen because I have a nifty little presentation for you. All right. Tell me, can you see a big white slide that says getting the most out of my NoBS weight loss? Yes. Yes. That's all you see, right? Awesome. Good morning. All right. So let's get started. Let's get started. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to feel free to ask questions, but put them in the Q&A box at the bottom of your screen. And here's why. I'm gonna move my face over here so I can see myself. Here's why. I'm not going to pay very much attention to the chat. I will, however, go through the Q&A at the end of the call and pick out anything that I have not covered in the presentation. Okay? That sound good to everybody? I want you to remember you're on this is a kind of a webinar classroom style Zoom, so I cannot see or hear you. As I said, I'm Coach Kathy. Lost 80 pounds with NoBS. I met Corinne in 2013 at a church retreat, y'all. Seriously, that story never gets old, never. She was a keynote speaker along with a priest, but she made so much sense. She was making sense in 2013, just like she is today. She made weight loss easy. She made it doable. And I lost 80 pounds, changed my stinking life. I was a government accountant for 32 years. Auditing, writing policies, paying bills, paying travel, doing budgets. I don't do any of that stuff anymore. Because when I found Corinne and I learned how to pay attention to what I want and love my life, I changed my life, right? Not only lost weight and kept it off, but I changed my life. That's how you get the most out of your NoBS experience, right? That's how you... That's that future person that you're looking at. You know, who is that person going to be when you lose your weight? Is she going to do all the same things or is she going to do other things? That's for you to create. And that's what makes NoBS beautiful. Okay. But for now, I want everyone here to watch this from a beginner mindset. Okay. And we have a few rules as we get started. First one, you don't post anything in the community until you've made your plan for the day. Don't make it hard. Plans are not supposed to be hard. They are supposed to be doable. You can use your planner or a scrap piece of paper. If you don't have a planner, you can print off a planning page off the website, or you can use a sticky note. Just don't do anything until you've made your plan. And when Corinne teaches, you have your water with you, right? Because when Corinne cusses, you drink water. Now, Kathy doesn't cuss quite so much. So for this call, I want you to drink when I use the word planned, okay? Just ask questions if you don't know what to do, okay? If you're overwhelmed, curious, confused, any of those things, ask your questions, We have lots of places for you to ask questions, and I will go over them in just a minute. Okay. So do these things first. Whether you're starting out fresh or getting back to the basics, these are the things you're going to do in order. Even y'all who are looking for a restart, go back and listen to orientation. Corinne is super motivating, and she introduces the concepts in a way that you probably haven't heard since you started. She talks about the No BS Creed. I want you to pay attention to that. So if you're brand new or restarting, make sure you watch those four orientation lessons. Then you move into the No BS Weight Loss course, and that's your homework until you're done. Nothing is more important than that course. If you can get a lesson in every day, that's great. If you can't, that's okay too. Listen to a concept, implement the concept, and when you have time, listen to another one. Download your private member podcast. If you haven't already, you should be getting an email with instructions. If you have been a member for more than a week and you have not gotten your emails, I want you to email support at pnptribe.com. Okay, the emails will come from Castos, and there are super simple instructions on how to set up the private member podcast. If you are a member who's been around for a long time and you haven't had an update to your podcast in several months, I want you to email support, because we converted podcast hosts last fall and you may not have gotten your conversion emails. So that podcast is super important. It's the way you have Corinne in your pocket, the membership in your pocket all the time, right? Live trainings become very easy to listen to. No BS becomes very easy to listen to. Everything Corinne has ever said is in there. But remember, that doesn't mean you have to listen to everything, right? You don't go to the library to read every book. You go to the library to figure out which book you want to read next. And you check it out, then you bring it back. So I want you to think about our video replays and our private member podcast as a library. Pick out what's most interesting to you, what you'll get the most benefit out of, listen to it, then pick something else out. And then, of course, the 24-hour plan. You have to plan like your dreams depend on it every single day. Warning, you'll get access to the private member podcast when you complete module 1. Don't go down the social rabbit hole thinking Facebook is doing No BS. It's not. Facebook is the social part, right? You can visit the Facebook group after you've done your doable plan and after you've listened to a lesson of No BS. Really can't wait for y'all to get to module 2, because that's where life change begins. Module 1 is about the basics. Super important to know what to do. Module 2 starts helping you identify why you may not want to do those things or what gets in your way. So let's talk about the No BS Weight Loss course and how to go through it. You'll want to watch the No BS videos slowly. Take notes. Do the worksheet. Please promise me you'll do the worksheets. We worked really hard on them. But what the worksheets do is they help you put into action what Corinne taught you in the lesson. They help you implement what you're learning. They're so important. So if there's a worksheet with the lesson of No BS, you'll know that because on the computer, on the website, you go down to the bottom of the page and there will be a button that says transcript, because all the lessons are transcripted. And if there's a worksheet, there'll be a worksheet button at the bottom as well. Remember, you're going to retain about 20% of what you hear. So it's super important to take notes. Okay. And I talked about the transcripts. You can either look at them with each lesson, or you can download the transcript book. Questions. Anytime you have questions, we have all the people, all the team members ready to answer you. You can get support in Ask Coaches. So you go to the website to get coached and ask a coach. The first page you're going to land on is an FAQ page. That's where we pulled the most commonly asked questions and populated answers there for you. That way, You don't have to wait for a coach to answer your question. They'll get to you in about 24 hours. But if you are just dying to ask a coach how to find enough, look at those FAQs first, because you're going to get your answer there, because that's a very frequently asked question. So if you can't find your question in the FAQs to ask coaches, then you click on ask a question. And you can get help with food, overeat, special situations, self-talk, no BS, course worksheets, anything you have a question about. Okay? The coaches will answer you in roughly 24 hours, but you will not get any sort of notification that your question is answered. You'll need to go back to the website into recent answers under the Ask Coaches menu and look for your answer. Now, if you have a question that you want to crowdsource the answer to, the Facebook community is the place to go. Just make a post, ask your question, something like, what are your hunger signals? Or what's your favorite form of self-care? Or what did you plan for today? You know, get ideas. I ask that Facebook community and the New York Second. They are always ready to answer questions for you and help you. And you never know, you might be asking a question somebody else is thinking about as well. Then we have support at pnptribe.com. That's Vern and Corinne's mom. We call her Mamie. And they are there to help you with any questions about your account, just really anything. They can guide you to resources. They may assign your question to a coach or ask you to go to Ask Coaches. But if you can't figure out where to ask your question, you know, whether it's Ask Coaches or Facebook, and you haven't figured out the best place, you can always ask us in support as well. Just ask questions. Okay, you're here to lose weight, not to keep sitting around thinking you're alone, too far gone, the only one who thinks this way, or hopes someone notices you aren't participating. You can't show up how you always do and hope this time will be different, y'all. You have to be different. You have to self-advocate. I am a big believer in self-advocating. That doesn't mean you're pushy. It doesn't mean you're selfish. It means you're asking for the help that you need. And that is what is so important for you to do as you go through No BS. Okay? Let's talk about the weekly flow. On Sunday, today, this morning, you got a No BS weekly newsletter. It would have come, the link to it would have come in your email. Mine came at 6:30 Central Time this morning. Check your email right now and make sure you got it. If you didn't, email us at support. Okay, this newsletter is going to have the call schedule, tips, success stories, impactful posts, all kinds of things that you're going to want to know as you plan your week in No BS. There was in this particular newsletter, there was a link to a thread that I loved in the membership in the Facebook group, and it was before and after pictures. If you haven't seen it, if you wonder if No BS works, you have got to check out that thread. It has hundreds of before and after pictures. Very, very inspirational. Every day, no matter what, you've got to make your plan. Right? Corinne says, before you do anything else, before you listen to her, before you get in that Facebook group, you have got to make your plan. Then as you're able, if you're able, listen to a lesson of No BS every day or every other day. At least schedule time on your calendar that is yours for No BS. Give it, put it on a schedule that you know you can do. Then implement what you've learned. When you hear something that makes sense, push pause, think about it, take a note, think about one place you can implement it, and then get to work on it. When you complete module one of No BS, you'll get access to the Facebook group and the whole No BS Weight Loss Course podcast, private member podcast. In email. We wait until the end of module one so that you get used to going to the website and understanding where everything is. It's super important. The website is where all the content lives, y'all. Facebook is the social. It's the crowdsourcing the help. It's the meeting your people. The website is where all the things happen. All the courses are, all the calls get posted. That's where all the membership stuff is. Live calls and replays. So you're going to get an email when Corinne's calls start with a link to the training calendar. If you ever have any question about what call is going on, where it's going on, what link do you click, always go to the No BS training calendar. It's on the website and it's in the menu that says news, calendar, and video replays, I believe. Okay. Don't ever think you have to go to all the calls or watch all the replays. Only watch them if you're ready for some extras. Weekly calls dive deeper into the things that get in the way of weight loss. There's two types of calls. There's classroom style, which is looks like Brady Bunch. Remember the Brady Bunch? If you went to camp, that was a, no, sorry, classroom style, sorry. Classroom style is what you have here. Like, I'm the teacher. I'm the only one you see. If you, if I bring you up on screen, then other people can see you. But most of the time, there's only one person on the screen, the teacher. Meeting style is the Brady Bunch, like we had at camp, like we had yesterday. If you went to the coaches community meeting, that was meeting style, where everybody who joined the call was on screen. Links are always posted on the No BS training calendar because a classroom style call and a meeting style call have two different meeting links. Okay. Now, what do you have to do first before you go to a call? You need to make your plan. Listen to a No BS lesson, right? Only watch what makes sense for you after you've done your No BS work and you feel confident you can listen to more. Only do what makes sense. We've got Jean on the call today. She goes to every call, but she's been through No BS, I would bet, more than one or two times. I bet she goes through it every time the membership does. But calls are her thing. There are people who have never been to a live call, and that's okay too. They catch them on the private member podcast, the ones that interest them. Maybe they love Coach Betsy and listen to all her calls. Maybe they only listen to Corinne's calls. Anything is okay. You have to figure out what's best for you, but you only do it after you've finished working through No BS and you've got your basics where you're working on them. Weekly calls do dive deeper into things that get in the way of weight loss. The calls are there to help you listen on the go in the Private Member podcast so you can keep your No BS mindset front and center. There are people who put Corinne in their ear when they're feeling urgy, when they're driving to work. You know, they just want Corinne in their ear all the time. The Private Member podcast allows you to do that if that's what you need to be successful. But I want to remind you, you're not behind. You can't get behind. There's not too much information. When you hear those thoughts, I want you to think, I remember Kathy saying in that call, that I can't get behind, right? That I can go at my own pace, that I can find the pace that works for me, and that there's not too much to listen to. I only have to listen to what's important to me. Replays are like Netflix or the library, and 95% of the membership listens to replays. It's crazy. All right, let's talk about the planner. I love the planner. So I want you to do these things. I want you to plan the time of day for the next 2 weeks that you'll make your daily plan and assessment. And I want you to pick a spot right now where that will happen. You'll put your pen and your planner in that spot so you won't miss it or forget about it. Here's how I do it. My planner sits on my nightstand. I have my favorite pen on my planner so that when I go to bed at night, I wash my face, change my clothes, brush my teeth, I sit on the bed, I assess my day, and I plan the next day, every single night. When I do my, I think it's the weekly plan, Ask You Where and When You're Going to Do Your Plan, mine always says 9 p.m. on my bed. That's what works for me. There are other people who do theirs in the morning because that's what works for them. I want you to pick what works for you and commit to doing it that place, that time for the next 2 weeks. If it doesn't work, try something else for 2 weeks. Instructions for how to use the No BS 60-Day Planner are in the front of the planner. There's one page, super simple instructions. If you want to go deeper, you want to hear how to answer each of the questions on each of the pages, because you're that kind of girl, you're a deep dive diva, there's a short course where the coaches recorded videos on how they complete each of the pages. It's called Planner Course. It's on the website. There's also a link to it from the planner lesson in No BS. Just make sure you don't go down the rabbit hole and forget to come back to No BS, because what are you supposed to do every day? Make a plan, work a No BS lesson before you do anything else. Right. Setting a goal. We want you to set a doable goal. Okay. You might be excited. You might have doubts. It's all normal. It's how your brain works, right? So if you think about the next 60 days, what could be your goal for the next 60 days? You're probably going to lose between 0.5 pound and 2 pounds a week on average. There'll be some weeks you'll do all the things, your weight will go up because weight loss isn't linear. We have hormones, we have stress in our lives. So set a doable goal, all right? No batshit crazy goals, y'all. Make it reasonable and make it doable, because the key to goals is to amplify your progress points. So a goal shows you what direction you want to go in and what to do to get there and feel good about it. All right. So when you're assessing your goal, when you're tracking your goal, you're looking at how many plans in a row did I make? How many times did I stop at enough? How many overeats did I have that I assessed and did an discovery worksheet for? These are all progress points. Discovery worksheets are progress points. Hear me when I say this. And we make it really easy for you to track your progress points by using the habit tracker inside your planner. So that's the page that has all those little blocks and numbers on it. And it says 24-hour plan, followed my plan, assessed my plan. And you'll mark off each day that you've done those things. You can track. For a month, you can track one thing. You can track making your plan. Or you can track all the things. You get to decide based on how you feel about the program, how you feel in the program, and what you're willing to set your goal at. Okay? You'll get to your goals faster if you make a plan and use your planner every day. That's what it's designed for. It's designed to perfectly help you lose weight and follow through the NBS program. Avoiding overwhelm and self-sabotage. These are some things for you, some thoughts for you to watch for. You want to watch out for negative thinking like, I don't know what to do, or I'm not good at weight loss. And when you hear those thoughts, I want you to add to the end, but I'm figuring it out. Then ask for help. Perfection is not required here. You do not have to be perfect to lose weight. Continuing is what's required. Keeping going, getting back on the bus, whatever you want to call it, having your own back, but getting back on, making that next plan, following it, that's what's required. And that's how you lose weight. It's always that day after something goes wrong, how you show up that day after. It's going to help you lose weight. Another thought is, I made a mistake. F it. Right? Perfection. Like I said, perfection is not required. You got to keep going. How about this one? This isn't happening fast enough. Instead, start thinking, I don't care if I'm inching forward. I'm just no longer taking steps back. Coach Yesenia said that at the last camp, and it was so insightful. Corinne took a pause and she said, did y'all write that down? That's how good that thought is. So take a minute and write that one down. I don't care if I'm inching forward. I'm just no longer taking steps back. Because change happens in stages. In the very beginning, about 25% of the time, you're fully focused and you're on figuring it out. Okay? Then as time goes by, that amount, that percentage grows to 50%, where you have lots of focus and you start compounding wins and you're gaining momentum. And then after a little while longer, it's about 75% of the time that it's easy to think and it's easy to keep going. And then after another little while, you get to be where you're on autopilot and recovery is easy. But the key here is that you have to keep going. You have to keep showing up if you want to see this increase in the percentage of time that things work, that things feel good, that you recover well, that it's easy to keep going. One more thing to watch out for, thinking, I have to do this or I should do this. You are choosing to do this and you get to do this. Doesn't that feel so much better? Have and should sound desperate to me. And they are residual diet trauma mentality thoughts. You've got to tell yourself the new stuff when you start thinking the old, or the rebel in you is going to come out. So buy-in and empowerment happen when you choose. And when you get to do something, that's all you. That's all you taking authority over your program. You're going to have feelings of doubt. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to doubt. But when they come up, don't get mad about them. They're normal, right? That's just you taking care of yourself. It's your brain going, are we sure here? So when you see them, you just ask yourself, can I just? I know I'm afraid right now. I know I doubt this. I don't know if I'll get this done, but can I just make my plan today? Can I just wait until I'm hungry to have my snack? Can I just drink a glass of water to see if it's thirst instead of hunger? Those are where your super simple steps come in. And when you answer yes, you have your own back. You know that you're working the program. You feel good about what you're doing. And that leads you to celebrating everything. Everything. When you ask yourself, can I just make a plan today? And you make a plan, you need to be going, girl, you made your plan today. You did exactly what you needed to do in the moment. You celebrate every win, no matter how small. We have to convince our habit brains that things are different now. Celebrating makes the new habits you're learning in No BS really attractive, and you'll want to repeat those new habits. Watching how you talk to yourself is what will change everything. And you can look forward to your mind changing in module 2. So if you're not to module 2 yet, I want you to finish module 1. I want you to think about how you can implement the 4 basics. And then I want you to go to module 2. And if you have finished module 2, then you know how powerful doing a little bit of thought work can be. All right. Questions. I am going to end the slideshow. Let you ask some questions. You can see me now, right? We can see you. Oh, Sarah Gross is here. All right. Q&A. Let's see what we got. Maureen says, hi, so happy to be here as a newbie. I'm having difficulty feeling my feelings, naming a specific feeling versus saying I feel stressed. And stopping to notice my thoughts. It's like I'm on autopilot. Any suggestions or resources I can look at in the self-paced course? Thanks. Maureen, feeling your feelings is a skill to be learned for sure. So I don't know, have you post in the chat for me, Maureen, if you're still here, if you have been in module 2 of No BS yet, because module 2 has feelings work in it. It helps you. There's a specific lesson called Feeling a Feeling that takes where Corinne actually walks you through a worksheet on how to feel a feeling in your body, what it feels like, and how to identify it and how to create it. So basically, a feeling is a physical response to a thought. So if my son comes up to me and says, we're going to have a baby, I have a thought, yay, he said they're going to have a baby. And I get excited, right? My heart, I smile real big. My heart starts to beat. I might jump around. I might do a dance. That's all the feeling of excited looks like in my body. So for you, what I would do is when you have a feeling, when you say you have difficulty naming a specific feeling, what I would do is I'd just take a minute and I'd write down what your body feels like. What's your head feeling like? Is your heart beating? Is your jaw clenched? Are your shoulders up? Is your posture good or are you hunched over? And then take those body scan, markers, those things that you've figured out, and try adding a label to them. You don't have to be right. I just want you to feel, because the more you practice doing that, the more you will be able to identify them. Okay. I hope that helps. I didn't see you answer me. Christy says, I add the podcast and replays via Podcast Addict. I need to pop this out a little bit so I can read it. But I keep getting emails about Castos. It's telling me to create my own podcast. I'm confused. Are we supposed to create our own podcast? They send emails often. Can you please explain? Christy, the best thing I can do to explain that is to tell you to email support, because there's something going on there that I don't know how to answer, but it shouldn't be going on. So if you will email support and ask Vern to look into it, she's your person. She knows all. I have mine set up on Apple Podcasts because I have an iPhone, but she can get to the bottom of the Castos issues. So this is you asking for help, which is beautiful. And it's me telling you to email support. And Sarah's put it in the chat for you. Okay. Chris says, I'm struggling with planning food on the 24-hour plan. How vague or specific do I have to be? All right, Chris, this is a great question. All right. So on days like the weekdays where I know what the food plan is going to be, I'm very specific. Okay. So like for me, I always have something for breakfast. I mean, it's just my go-to. And I always prep my lunches because I don't want to go downstairs and take time to fix something. I want to just heat it up. I want to, or make a sandwich. So I already know what my lunches are going to be. And then I have a plan for my week during, where I go to the grocery store and I figure out what I'm going to have in the house to fix for dinner. So my weekdays, I'm pretty structured about. I already know because I've already prepared the food or purchased it in advance. So if you can change your brain just a little bit to think about what do I need to have in the house this week to be successful, then it automatically kind of rolls into, well, this is what I can plan too. It's what I can put on my plan. But then on days like yesterday, when I knew I was not going to be home all day, I was going to be at a baby shower. My husband and I had a date night. We went to a Fufu restaurant for dinner, and I didn't know what I was going to have, I would put out eaten to enough. I know people who every day will plan protein and vegetables, eaten to enough, or fruit for snack. So what I would suggest to you is that you create a plan that you know you can follow. I know I can follow a specific plan during the week. You might not be able to yet. But if you put down what your options are, eaten to enough, it's a great place to start until you find a routine that gets you into a more specific planning habit if you decide you want to try one. Okay? Betsy says, I know I can't control other people in their thoughts, but I cringe when my friend says she was so bad when she binged, or I was so good this week. I'm trying to change my thoughts and am making progress, but these comments trigger me a bit. How do I just let go and keep my thoughts on track? So the comments trigger you. So she says words. This is how you have to look at what she says. They're just words that came out her mouth. They're thoughts that she had that came out her mouth. So for you, when she says those things, you think something. You didn't tell me what you think when she says those things. So if you're still here, Betsy, you can post in the chat What, when she says those things, what do you think? Because that thought is what triggers you. I might think, bless her, she's got a lot of thoughts about her binges and about my week. I know I showed up, and that's how I want to feel. That's how I want to think about it. That would be my thought. Your thought is probably like jumping in the pool with her. She's right. That was a bad week. Or I did have a good week. When she says those things, it reminds me of my old thinking about good and bad foods. Okay, that's good. I'm glad you said that. So you have old thinking about good and bad foods. We all do. It's called diet thinking or diet mentality. I would just prepare right now when you're thinking about it, how you want to respond to that when she says that. And when you have a thought about good and bad foods, first thought comes to my mind that responds to is Corinne says there are no good or bad foods, right? Corinne says there's only good foods, good, better, best. Have you gotten to that lesson yet? Because we don't give you a plan. What we tell you to do is eat what you know you're going to eat and eat it to enough. There's no bad foods. So start thinking about how you're going to respond to your brain when you hear her say good or bad, right? Because you're triggered by your thought about what she says. I bet you're not triggered when she says, you want to go get coffee? Because those are just words too. You're triggered because you have a thought about when she says good or bad. Does that make sense? Does that help? Answer me in the chat. Let me know if that helps. Makes sense. Good. Thank you. Awesome. Think, feel, do would be a good lesson for you to revisit in the in No BS. There's also thoughts versus facts would be a good lesson for you to revisit in No BS, Betsy. Ginger says, how specific do I need to be with my plans? I think I just answered that. So you said eggs, eggs with cheese, eggs with cream and cheese. I'm going to let you decide. If you fix your eggs the same way all the time, like, okay, here's what I do. Let me just tell you what I do. When I fix oatmeal, I put a banana in it, I put peanut butter in it, and sometimes I put a little granola in it because I make it the same way all the time. I love my oatmeal made that way. I put on my plain oatmeal because I know I'm always going to make it that way. If you always make your eggs with cream and cheese, you can write eggs with cream and cheese if you want. But if one day you're going to put bacon in, and another day you're going to put broccoli in, and another day you're going to put mushrooms and onions in, and another day you're going to, you know, follow it up with some cantaloupe, you might want to get more specific. Okay? Do what feels right for you and what is doable for you. Okay? All right. That's the last question in the Q&A box. Does anybody have anything else? If you don't, we will wrap this up. One more question. How do I help my sister who's struggling with losing weight? I try to encourage her with the No BS stuff, and she, I can't see the rest of that question. Something on No BS. Let me see if I pop it out if I can see the rest of that question. She's a no on No BS, I think. Is what that says. I try to encourage her with No BS stuff and she's a no on No BS. So that's her choice. That's her choice. You know, I think I would just tell her, I see you're struggling. I can share with you some of the things I learned. I can give you Corinne's free course. You can lose weight on that or you can do your own investigating. You know, you don't have to take on the mantle of someone else's weight loss. I think that's important to know. You have to focus, self-advocate first, and then you can offer her help. If she doesn't want to take it, it's up to her. I'm losing and it's hard for me as she's struggling. That's a thought. Why is it hard for you? Because you're losing. Right? It's probably because of something she's saying, or it's probably because you're worried about what she's thinking. Right? You have no effect on what she's thinking. No effect on what she's thinking. That's all her. And once you separate that in your mind, and you decide, I can only show up and offer to help her, the rest is up to her, then you can still love her. You can still offer to help her. You can still be there for her. But she's got to make that choice. That's the way it is. Okay? Anything else, everybody? Anything else? All right. So we're going to recap. What do you do every day? First thing, make a plan. Second thing, no BS work. Whether it's in the course, follow your course program. If you finish the course, something with no BS. Then the Facebook group, if you want to join. Remember, the Facebook group is optional. Did I mention that? You don't have to be in the Facebook group. If it's too much for you, if you're not a Facebook person, totally optional. Everything you need is on the website anyway. Right? That's it. If you have any questions, ask them. Ask them, ask them. Ask coaches, Facebook community, support at pnptribe.com. All right. I'm going to let you go. Guys, have a wonderful day. I think we have coaching with Coach Heather coming up at 1 p.m. Central. And if you check your newsletter, you'll see all the calls for the week. All right. Guys, have a great day. I'll see you soon.